Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
This time
we're taking on the Virginia Creeper Trail, which I know has been super popular.
It really has.
In the e-biking community, so we wanted to take a closer look.
Absolutely.
For this one, we've got first-hand accounts from YouTubers who've actually ridden the trail.
Yeah.
We've got articles focusing on all those logistics, like how to get their best places to rent an e-bike, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some articles and information from the Virginia Creeper Trail Conservancy. So really trying to take a
holistic look.
Yeah, a holistic look.
Yeah.
And give you guys listening
a
complete picture so you can decide,
right,
is this the e-bike adventure for me?
Yeah, is it for you?
I'm really interested to dive into this one because I've heard so much about it.
Yeah, and one of the things that has stood out to me just in the initial research is just how this trail sort of is a journey through history, as much as it is.
Oh.
An e-bike ride. You know, it's not just about the exercise. It's about experiencing a place.
Right.
Where past and present kind of intertwine.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already sold. I want to hear more.
Oh,
so let's start by just painting a picture for our listeners. What is it actually like to be on the Virginia Creeper Trail?
All right, so close your eyes. Imagine you're cruising along this smooth path.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the gentle rush of the Holston River on one side, birdsong through the trees.
Yeah.
The air is crisp,
yeah,
maybe carrying the scent of pine needles or damp earth, depending on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And visually, it's a feast.
Okay.
You know, you've got lush greenery in the summer, vibrant fall foliage.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the year.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
And it really is.
It's like riding through a postcard.
Yeah, it does look stunning.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask about
the
towns that we've seen in the videos, Abingdon and Damascus.
Yeah.
They look really...
Oh, they're special.
Interesting and special.
Yeah.
So tell me more about those.
Well, we'll get into them a little bit later.
Okay.
But just to give you a taste,
Abingdon
has this amazing food scene. Like, the YouTubers were raving about it.
Wow.
And Damascus is known as Trail Town for a reason.
Okay. Why is that?
Because 7 major trails converge right there.
Well, wow.
So it's a real hub for hikers and bikers, and it has this really kind of infectious energy.
So the whole town is kind of built around these trails. That's pretty neat.
The whole town thrives on the spirit of outdoor adventure.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so 7 trails, that's a lot to choose from. Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Now, for our listeners who might be new to e-biking or maybe haven't been on a trail like this before.
Right.
Can you give us a little rundown of what to expect?
Absolutely. So the Virginia Creeper Trail is perfect for Class 1 e-bikes.
Okay.
So that's pedal assist, no throttle.
Okay.
And it still gives you a great workout. But that little extra boost makes the inclines much more manageable.
Yeah.
Now you want to make sure your e-bike has at least a 40-mile range on the battery.
Okay, good tip.
Just to be safe. And because the trail can have some muddy patches.
Oh, right.
Wider tires with decent tread are a good idea.
So it's like a power-up for your pedaling.
Exactly.
Not like you're on a motorcycle.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
What about the trail itself? Like, how long is it? Are there any challenging sections?
So the full trail is 34 miles.
Okay.
And it stretches from Abingdon to White Top Station, which is near the North Carolina border.
Got it.
But a lot of people opt for the more popular 17-mile downhill ride.
Okay.
From White Top Station to Damascus.
Yeah.
That's the one you see in most of the YouTube videos.
Right.
Essentially, you're coasting downhill with stunning views for most of the ride.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So it's mostly downhill.
Mm-hmm.
You said some muddy patches, but it doesn't sound too technically demanding for e-bikers.
No, most of it is hard-packed gravel. So it's pretty smooth sailing.
Nice.
Now, you mentioned the YouTubers highlighting the beauty of the trail.
Yeah.
But what's really fascinating is that this beauty is intertwined with history.
Okay.
The Virginia Creeper Trail actually follows a former railroad line.
Wait, so I'm cruising along and I'm like on the path of old trains.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you're constantly reminded of this history because the old depots have been restored.
Oh, wow.
A lot of the original trestles are still there, and you see historical mileposts along the way.
So they really preserved that history, which is neat.
They did.
Yeah.
And the name Virginia Creeper itself.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Well, it comes from the old steam engines.
Oh.
That used to haul lumber and iron ore up these very slopes.
Wow.
And they had to move really slowly because of the weight, you know, almost creeping along.
Oh.
And the name just stuck.
So it's not just a workout. It's a history lesson.
It is.
That's a pretty cool combination.
Yeah.
So what happened to the railroad?
So the last train ran in 1977.
Okay.
And then the trail officially became part of the Rails to Trails Hall of Fame in 2000.
Oh, wow.
So what was once a symbol of industrial progress is now a haven for outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of those trains, I've got to ask about the trestles because the YouTubers were raving about them.
Absolutely.
So what's it like to ride across those?
So imagine riding across these long wooden structures, you know, the ground's falling away beneath you.
Whoa.
And then you have these incredible panoramic views opening up all around you.
Wow.
There are nearly 50 bridges and trestles in total.
Wow, that's a lot.
And they just add a whole other dimension to the experience.
Like you're floating through the treetops.
Yeah. And the photos are amazing.
I bet they are.
And each bridge has its own story.
Oh.
You know, one YouTuber talked about Trestle 7, which was destroyed by a tornado in 2011.
Oh, no.
But the community rallied and rebuilt it.
Oh, wow.
So
that's amazing.
It shows the dedication that this trail inspires.
And it makes those photos even more meaningful.
It does.
Knowing, like, the history behind
Absolutely.
It. Yeah.
But it's not just about the bridges and trestles.
Yes.
The Virginia Creeper Trail also offers a chance to really immerse yourself in nature.
Right.
You'll pass by these picturesque farms, catch glimpses of livestock grazing in fields, and maybe even spot some wildlife.
Okay. You have me at wildlife.
All right.
So what kind of animals are we talking?
Well, you know, think deer schools. Maybe even a black bear if you're lucky.
Wow.
One YouTuber even spotted a herd of alpacas grazing near the trail.
Alpacas on the trail.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a reminder that you're sharing this space
with
all sorts of creatures.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It adds to the adventure.
Yeah.
And then there's the Holston River.
Right? You mentioned that.
Yeah, it kind of meanders alongside the trail for a good portion of the ride, and it provides a constant soundtrack of rushing water.
Oh, I bet that's so peaceful.
It is.
Yeah.
Beautiful, reflective views.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love being by the water.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
So we've got the scenery, we've got the history, maybe some alpaca sightings.
Yeah.
But before I get too carried away,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about the towns that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Starting with Damascus.
Right.
What makes this trail town so special?
Well, for starters, it's not just a nickname.
Okay.
Damascus earned the title of Trail Town by hosting the Appalachian Trail's annual Trail Days Festival.
Okay.
It brings in thousands of hikers from all over.
Wow.
And really creates this unique vibe.
Thousands of hikers. That's
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the Virginia Creeper Trail. It's like...
It's a celebration
of
all things outdoors.
That's a pretty neat.
Yeah, you've got this convergence of long-distance hikers, weekend warriors, families on bike rides, all sharing stories and soaking up the atmosphere.
I can only imagine the stories you'd hear in a Damascus cafe or something.
Yeah, the YouTubers who visited during Trail Days talked about this incredibly welcoming and supportive community.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool to see.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the perfect place to connect with other outdoor enthusiasts.
Absolutely. And speaking of cafes,
yeah.
Damascus has plenty of options for refueling after your ride.
Okay.
You know, from... casual spots to grab a quick bite to restaurants with that classic small town charm.
Post ride meal check.
Yeah.
Gotta have that.
Exactly.
What about post ride shopping?
Oh, you bet.
Are there any unique finds in Damascus?
Damascus is full of quirky shops and outfitters geared toward outdoor enthusiasts.
Okay.
You can find anything from handcrafted hiking sticks to vintage camping gear to locally made artwork.
Oh, wow.
It's a great place to pick up a souvenir or two.
I love that.
To remember your adventure.
Eat, relax, shop, repeat.
Yeah.
All of that.
And that friendly...
Yeah, friendly trail town vibe.
Trail town vibe. And we can't talk about Damascus without mentioning the Damascus caboose.
Okay, tell me about that. What is that?
It's this brightly colored train caboose.
Okay.
Right in the heart of town.
So it's like a landmark.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a landmark.
Yeah.
A symbol of Damascus's trail-centric identity.
I'm picturing it.
Yeah.
Bright colors, train caboose.
Lots of photo ops.
Lots of photo ops. Yes. I love that.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to commemorate your time on the Creeper Trail.
Perfect.
So if you're looking for a town that embodies the spirit of adventure and welcomes trail lovers with open arms, Damascus is worth adding to your itinerary.
I think so, too.
Now, we've talked a lot about Damascus.
Right.
But let's not forget the other end of the trail.
Yeah.
Where it all begins.
Right. Abingdon.
Abingdon.
You mentioned earlier the food scene.
Yes.
What makes it stand out?
Well, Abingdon was actually voted the best small town food scene by USA Today.
Best small town food scene.
Yeah.
In the USA.
In the USA. So, you know, the food has to be pretty amazing.
That's a big accolade.
Yeah.
So what kind of food can we expect?
Everything from farm to table restaurants showcasing local ingredients.
Oh, nice.
To cozy cafes serving up delicious homemade pastries.
Okay.
You'll find Southern comfort food, international flavors, craft breweries.
That sounds amazing.
There's something for every taste.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
That sounds like the perfect way to end
it is
a day of e-biking.
The ideal reward.
Yeah.
After a day on the trail.
Explore the town.
Yeah.
Have some delicious food. I like it.
And Abingdon has more to offer than just food.
Okay.
It's got this rich history.
Oh.
And a vibrant art scene.
Tell me more.
Well, there's the Barter Theater.
Okay.
Which is the longest running professional theater.
Wow.
In the United States.
A historic theater in Abingdon.
Yeah.
It's officially on my must-visit list.
Yeah.
I love that the towns along the Virginia Creeper Trail offer such a diverse range of experiences.
It's a testament to the region's character.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the outdoor adventure, the history, the culture, the food.
It sounds like a really well-rounded destination.
It is.
Yeah. So we've covered...
You've covered a lot.
The highlights of the trail, the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the Virginia Creeper Trail offers... a pretty incredible package.
It does.
For e-bike enthusiasts.
Absolutely.
But before we shift gears, I want to touch on something you said earlier.
Yeah.
About folks riding uphill.
Right.
On e-bikes.
Yeah.
Why would you choose to do that when you could just enjoy a nice downhill cruise?
That's a great question. And honestly, it speaks to the diverse ways people approach e-biking.
Right.
For some, it's all about the challenge. They want to push their limits and see what they're capable of.
Mm.
And an e-bike allows them to tackle those inclines.
Right.
That might have been too daunting otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So they're using the e-bike as like a tool.
Exactly.
To enhance their workout.
Not as a shortcut.
Right.
Right.
It's about finding that balance between.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're getting a great workout.
Yeah.
But still enjoying the ride.
And then for others, it's about the perspective.
Yeah. Riding uphill gives you a different view of the trail.
Okay.
A different appreciation for the landscape.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like slowing down and savoring every detail.
It's choosing your own adventure.
It is.
It really is.
Based on your personal preferences and goals.
Yeah.
And the Virginia Creeper Trail.
Seems to accommodate.
It does. All those different approaches.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Whether you're a seasoned e-biker looking for a challenge, a casual rider seeking a scenic cruise, or someone in between.
Yeah.
The Creeper Trail has something to offer.
Now, before we get too lost in our own e-bike daydreams,
right?
Let's bring it back to our listeners. What are the key takeaways about the Virginia Creeper Trail?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that the Virginia Creeper Trail offers this incredible blend of natural beauty, historical significance, and e-biking accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
You're riding through stunning landscapes, tracing the path of a historic railroad,
right,
and doing it all with the assistance of an e-bike, which opens up the experience to a wider range of riders.
And we can't forget
the towns.
Yeah, the towns, Abingdon and Damascus, with their own
unique character.
Yeah, unique character and appeal.
Whether you're a foodie, a history buff, an outdoor enthusiast, or all of the above,
right,
there's something to discover in these towns.
And we've also talked about the importance of being prepared.
Yes.
Making sure you have an e-bike with enough battery range.
Right. Thinking about tire choice.
Yeah.
Based on potential trail conditions.
Packing water and snacks.
Absolutely.
All those kind of things.
All the essentials.
And I want to reemphasize what we talked about with the uphill riding.
Right.
That the beauty of the Virginia Creeper Trail is that it caters
to a variety
of e-biking styles.
Of e-biking styles and preferences.
So you can choose your own adventure.
You can choose your own adventure.
Whether it's a challenging uphill climb, a leisurely downhill coast, or something in between.
Exactly.
That choice. That ability to personalize
the experience is what makes the Virginia Creeper Trail such a special destination.
For e-bike enthusiasts. Okay. We've laid out the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored the trail and the towns.
Yeah.
We've touched on some deeper reflections
mm-hmm.
about the e-biking experience.
Right.
What is our final...
Our final thought-provoking question.
Thought-provoking question.
For today. Here it is. How does the experience of riding an e-bike on a former railroad line change our perspective
Ooh.
On history, technology, and the natural world.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's layering these different elements.
Yeah.
The history of the railroad, the modern technology of the e-bike, and the timeless beauty of the natural world.
Yeah. It really does make you think.
It does.
About that connection between human progress
Right.
and the natural world, you
It's
know?
A beautiful paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
And riding an e-bike on a trail like the Virginia Creeper allows us to kind of experience that paradox in a very tangible way. You know, we're utilizing technology to enhance
Right.
our connection with nature.
Not replace it.
Right, not to replace it.
And speaking of connections,
yeah.
I keep thinking
But
about
just trestles.
Those trestles, yeah, yeah, they seem to symbolize.
They do.
That connection, you know, literally bridging.
Bridging the past and the present.
The past and present.
Yeah, they're a powerful reminder of the ingenuity and resilience of both human endeavor and the natural world. I mean, think about the trestles that have withstood the test of time. And then consider Trestle 7, you know, rebuilt.
Rebuilt after being destroyed by a tornado.
Yeah, there's a sense of hope.
Hope and continuity there.
And continuity there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the trail itself is telling a story.
It is.
A story of...
Transformation.
Transformation, yeah, and connection.
And connection, and we as e-bikers get to be a part of that story.
Yeah, we're adding our own chapter.
Exactly. We're adding our own chapter to the ongoing narrative of the Virginia Creeper Trail.
Okay, I think...
I think we've convinced ourselves.
Yeah, I think so too.
And hopefully our listeners...
Yes.
...that the Virginia Creeper Trail...
...is an experience unlike any other.
Is an e-biking experience unlike any other?
Yes. But before we wrap up...
Yeah.
...I want to go back to...
Sure.
...what you mentioned earlier...
Okay.
...about the variety...
...of e-bike styles.
Of e-bike styles.
Okay, okay.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What kind of e-bikes?
Yeah, that's a great question.
...are best suited?
You know, while we talked about... the importance of having a decent battery range and tires that can handle some uneven terrain.
Right.
The truth is you don't need a super high-tech or specialized e-bike.
Okay.
For the Creeper Trail, the trail surface is mostly smooth and well-maintained.
Okay.
So even those with cruiser-style e-bikes can comfortably navigate the path.
So it's really about choosing an e-bike that matches your personal riding style.
Exactly.
And comfort level.
Precisely. And the beauty of e-bikes is they offer adjustable levels of pedal assist.
Right.
So you can really tailor the challenge to your fitness level.
Yeah.
And preferences, you know, if you're feeling ambitious, you can crank up the assist for those inclines. Hmm. Or if you're looking for a more relaxed ride, you can let the motor do some of the work and just enjoy the scenery.
It's like a personalized adventure mode.
It is.
You're in control.
Yeah, you're in control of how much effort you exert.
Which makes e-biking
accessible
to a wider range of people.
Exactly. And that's what makes the Virginia Creeper Trail such a fantastic destination for e-bikers of all levels.
So as we bring our deep dive to a close.
Yes.
We want to leave our listeners
with a final thought.
With one final thought to ponder.
As you plan your Virginia Creeper Trail adventure, we encourage you to reflect on the interplay of history, technology, and nature. How does it shape your experience, and what insights will you uncover as you pedal along
Ooh.
This remarkable path?
Happy e-biking, everyone.